A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, May 27th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the opposition movement for democratic change protest march in the city of Kings, that is Bulawayo, tomorrow.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the MDCT protest marches tomorrow.
Of course, the Moken Tsvangirai-led MDC today rallied Zimbabweans to join its anti-ZANU-PF government demonstration in the city of Kings and Queens tomorrow.
Mr. Tsvangirai himself led another MDCT protest in the capital Harare last month, where he announced similar marches will be organized nationwide to protest rising levels of poverty. But of course, the ruling ZANU-PF party has rubbished those marches as much ado about nothing.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we're live streaming on our Facebook pages. So let's go here and listen.
Onguka hama wadiwa, tunakuti tiku zivisei. Kuti mukaenda pa Facebook page yedu ingawa yendebele yeshona kana kuti yechirungu munokwanisa kunge muchitiona ipapo live munokwanisa zvekutumira ma messages tichibva takupindurai ipapo kana kuti muchida kupinda muchirongwa tinenge takukufonera ipapo saka munokwanisa kuenda for 1 hour yose yatinenge tichiita mune muchitiona pa Facebook. Nasi tinao tinge tichitarisa nezvekuratidzira kuri kuitwa mangwana muguta reBulawayo ne MDC inotungamirwa naba Morgan Tsvangirai.
Yeah, zvulukana ndapa nqani funa kuti lisixume khona manje kuti sibe sixoxa ngapha sikhuluma ngapha sibonana hambani kuma Facebook yetu Studio 7. Kuna ngale ke lifike liposte nje lokufunayo ungafaka umbiko kumbe usifonele khona ngapha ke eWashington DC. Yeah, udabe kudwini ke lamhlanje sixoxa ke ngokutshengisela okumele kwenzakale kusasa khona ngale ke koBulawayo uza kwenziwa libandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ke ngumnumzana uMorgan Tsvangirai. Sizwile ke ukuthi uMorgan Tsvangirai kade khona ngale kule South Africa lapha kade ethole khona uncedo. Sizokuthola kade ngezwa kuhle phela umnumzana uTsvangirai, kodwa abaningi bathi babona ngazani uzabe khona ke kusasa. Nxa engasabuyaka ke kulomsekelo wakhe uThokozani Khuphe ozabe ezibambile. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe libona njani ukutshengisela khonoku kwabe kukhona kusasa. Khuluma nisizwe zulu. Yeah, as a point.
I think, Gibbs, we have our first guest. That is MDCT Deputy Spokesperson, Honorable Tabitha Khumalo. Honorable Khumalo, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Siyabonga. Gibbs, maybe you can fire away.
Even if you didn't say good evening, Gibbs Dube, I'll say welcome to the program. And I know that you...
Good evening, Gibbs Dube.
You said it internally.
I did.
So fire away. Tell us, what is going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow what is happening is the MDC party led by Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai. Mm-hmm. We are having a march where we are demonstrating against the economic meltdown, the lack of jobs, the lack of respect of human rights of Zimbabweans, and the looting of our natural resources, converted to money by the ZANU-PF government.
But some are saying, Honorable Khumalo, these matches like the one we saw in Harare that was held by the ruling ZANU-PF party on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday, Gibbs?
Yes.
Okay. An exercise in futility. Do you agree or agree to disagree?
I agree to disagree. The why I'm saying that is that how do you show a dictator who has no respect for the people's rights and demystify the issue of fear that ZANU-PF has used against Zimbabweans to an extent that Zimbabweans have got to a stage where they are afraid to talk about their problems because they are scared to be kidnapped, arrested, and charged for insulting a president. So the time has come for us as Zimbabweans to come together and show ZANU-PF that we are not scared of you anymore. We are tired. We are sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Thank you so much. And I think we are now being joined by our second guest. That is Mr. Nick Mangwana. He is the ZANU-PF chairperson for the UK province. Mr. Mangwana, good evening. Mr. Mangwana?
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now loud and clear. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Mangwana. And of course, I'll defer to Gibbs. Once again.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Mangwana. So it's good that you have joined us again today. So tell us.
Hey, Gibbs.
Hey, how are things in London?
Good. Well, the weather is much better, well improved. So, we enjoyed the sun.
And there's so much action in Zimbabwe. Tomorrow is the MTC. They're taking to the streets. They're fighting against corruption, fighting against poverty, lack of jobs, and all those kind of things. What's your take on that?
Oh, it's there, right? If they are highlighting issues of concern, I think those are good issues. We don't have any problem with them demonstrating against those things. I would demonstrate against them too. I write against them. We write against them. We shout against them. So those are pertinent issues. I don't see any problem with them putting them on their agenda because they are definitely pertinent.
Talking about, I think I posed the same question to Honorable Khumalo. Some people are saying your matches, be it ZANU-PF or the MDC T, are useless. It's just a waste of money. Do you agree?
I do not think there is any political activity which can be said to be useless because these are political expressions by people. So people express themselves differently. Some are smartphone warriors. They go on the smartphone and they do all their activities there, whatever, they hashtag this, hashtag that, and what have you. That's them shouting. It's within their rights. Some decide to toy. Some decide to sing. Some hang flags around their necks. And that's always political expression. It's when that's the point where we say, when we talk of freedom of expression, it's not only about things that are verbalized. It's things that are displayed, whether people are going to use props like the flag, or people are going to do whatever they do, or some whatever melodrama they would want to do to express themselves. That's still within their rights. We have no problem with that, as long as it's done within the remit and the parameters set by the law and the constitution. There's no problem there at all. And in the first place, when people say a waste of money, who's money? You see, if this is coming from a national or from the fiscus, then that's different. But if people are raising their own money to do something else, and you would rather have those people go fishing, they decide not to go fish. They decide to go on the street rather than go fishing. That's fine. It's all good. That's Zimbabwe. That's our democracy. That's what we fought for. That's why we call ourselves an independent nation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the MDCT march tomorrow. And Gibbs, maybe let's just take a short break and remind our listeners and viewers that we are now actually live streaming.
Yes.
Studio 7 is now streaming live talk on Facebook. Be sure to catch us every day from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for engaging discussions on important topics of the day. Share your thoughts live during the show. Our Facebook address is VOA Studio 7. That address again, VOA Studio 7 Facebook. Don't forget to like us.
And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs.
And we're live on Live Talk, right?
Indeed.
So if you are watching us right now, can you join the discussion so that we can talk about these very pertinent issues affecting Zimbabwe? We know that we've got ZANU-PF guy here, and that is Mr. Nick Mangwana, who is the representative of ZANU-PF in UK. And we also have Tabita Kumalo, the Honorable, who is an MDCT lawmaker. You can pose questions to them so that we can actually take those questions and make sure that they answer them.
Tine mutereri wedu kutanga pa Botswana pa mangadi mkoma George.
Ndipo mangadi ndipo.
Aiwa tiripo mkoma George nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa itipe ufungwa dzenyu.
Yeah, MDC ngaito match. Although match yavo zvaiwa ndinoona kuti vari vasina kuwana sezvakazoita vanhu veza nopf nekuti avangwari vanhu vari 4D. So avazonyanyo handi asi zvavari kuita zvacho zvine musoro. But iwo MDC vanofanira kuti kana vachitomamachiza ZANU-PF mona kuti yakafosera vanhu kuti vauye. Handiti so ZANU-PF chiripo ndengoti kana yafosera vanhu vatongouya handitika international community ne tungu kuti mukabarikana nevanhu murikuzviona nekuti havachazivi kuti vanhu vese wadini vamanikidzwa. So zvakangofanana futi nepamaelections kuti ZANU-PF inongofanira kuti ikangoita the first kick yekungoriga handitika mangwana mugabana bva vatonzi akutogadzwa pamunhu nda kuenda mumakotsi zvatopera.
Asi mukoma George
kubuda statement yekuti yeri adini ahwini
mukoma George mungati here vanhu vese vakauya vakamanikidzwa
nekuti dai kuri kunzi
seuti
kana muchida kuti kana muda kuti ndikuprovei right kuti ndiri correct handiitika iye zvino izvi namangwana akamira ikoko kuuk tikadaidza kana kuti iye zvino izvi tomuti mburuka uye musit center totora 1000 tongovakukurudza 1000 toti votai izvozvi tobva taverenga maelections acho. Ndosaka ndiona ZANU PF isingadi kuzoita zveinot the recounting murikuona kana kuita accountable kuti titanso kuti oraiti vanhu vakavhota vanga vari vakati timunzai mai kacho because kana munhu akahwina zviri fair you can prove it. But kana usingadi proof uchimidzwa riga kazi mugaba akataurwa statement akarikade paina referee tinongomuisa kana kanzi offside denge tatomuisa saka nei there is no way out yekuti there is justification yekuti vanhu vaiva vaida mugabe because masiya iwo akaenda kunotina vanhu wese munana mupedza nhamo mumesa akataura kuti let's close everything let's go for the match ndiani anosara akamira because right now from 2000 tina uyo anonzi mwali uyo akaita petrol bomb motikari natsvangirai he has never been brought to court unoziva ari kunzi ari kuopatira kumanikaland but court yakati ndauyi but because ndo vanhu vanobatsira ZANU-PF they cannot bring him to court iye zvino zvikade zvikanzi uyo ari kuchaikwa itai dzamara akanzi masiya iwo ari kunzi endai momutasa muzimbabwe zi vanongomunzi weke saka onomuisa umo handiti ongomuti haamo so because vane simba there is nothing that the ordinary people but chatofanira kungoziva ndechekuti zimbabwe iri kungotora system yenorth korea zviri kungoitwa nekambani akaya kaya that is the same system yekwabvirwa nezanu-PF Although amuesa wanengo wachita ura mapapesa. Because they are enjoying zvirikuitwa nezano endo ma beneficiaries. So kana uri beneficiary, you have all the power and all the statements. Let us wrong by when the AN7. But I don't know another on the mandas. He was trying to say yes, RPF Mugabaji. It's not because one achikumuda, but the system.
Mkoma George, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Regai titore vamwe vateereri, asi tinotenda zvikuru. Tinotenda. Of course, essentially his point is that he thinks people were frog marched to go and attend the ZANU-PF rally on Wednesday. Gibbs,
go on. Silo mnumzana ke umbongeni sithole, ukona ngale ke eGoli. Baba sithole, ungakutshona njani? Asifuna kahle sibili ungathini ngokutshengisela okumele kwenziwe iMDC kusasa.
Hayi mina ngiyakujabulela kakhulu, ngiyakujabulela and ngifuna baqhubekele phambili kakhulu. Nabantu ke bakubulawayo bahambe ngobuningi babo bayokhuthaza impilo yabo bomise ukuthi ZANU-PF abasayifuna embusweni. Angasesikhathele kakhulu ngayo. Manje ngathatha ukubheka kunamsebenzi, abantu bahawula, kunakudla, kunana, kunamgwaqwa, kunani. So akunasidingo sokuthi ZANU-PF lokhu ihleli lapha. I-MDC nje abantu abayinikeza ipower cause iyovele siyithembileyo laphaya. Bayinikeza ipower, babonise abantu bakobulawayo bonke bahambe ngobuningi babo bayobonisa izanu ukuthi vula sisayifuni nohulumende wakhe lo.
Kodwa ubona zanu kungaphumani khonapho. Ungaphumani ke ekutshengiseleni lokho?
Lokho ena ngunengo okuzophuma ngoba iZANU-PF kuzoyibonisa mpela ukuthi abantu abasayifuni ukuthi kuzophumani vele ungaphumani lokho ena akudingeki kakhulu. Kodwa iZANU na ngokwayo izobona ukuthi abantu vele abasayifuni. Noma bona behambile ngoba uningi bawo behamba bevutha abantu befosta abantu ngezimota nani akusebenzi. Kodwa iningi leZimbabwe kusalayo ukuthi ababasabadingi ngoba sikude manje ngabe siseduze kuzohamba nathi siyetshengisela sibonise ukuthi izanu asiyidingi ngempela. Sikhathele ngayo.
Hayi so
kabe konke kafuni konke manje sesikhathele bakhulile labana abantu abaphume bahambe nje into engicelayo ukuthi bonke abantu bakobulawa bonke basukume ngobuningi babo bangapheli njalo bangadeli amandla babe namandla amalengi kakhulu bayencedisa uTsvangirai kakhulu because ngiyumuntu esimthembileyo kakhulu.
Sibongela kakhulu ke
mnumzana. IMDC kakhulu isebenze kakhulu libanikeza amandla lani lapho malikhuluma ngabo ngoba yibo abantu esibathembileyo kunabanye abantu.
Awuboni ke esithole, siyabonga kakhulu mnumzana.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Yeah. So Mr. Stole is urging people in Bulawayo to go out in numbers to join the protest. And he's saying, you know, people are tired of ZANU-PF. They are really tired of it because there are no jobs, there's nothing, you know, and MDC should show that it's still very popular, you know, through the numbers.
Regai tidzokere kuna vamangwana. Vamangwana muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nevamwe vari kuti semaonero avo pada vanhu vaimanikidzwa kuenda kumusangano weZANU-PF kana kuti kunofora kwakaitwa nemusi wechitatu. Munotenderana nazvo here izvi?
Zvinotaurwa navanhu vasinganzwisise kustructure kweZANU-PF. Vasinganzwisise how organized ZANU-PF is from the grassroots. If you understand how we do our mobilization, then you would know kuti there is nothing like that. Ndosa kamuchiti mukatarisa ma video munoona vanhu vachiimba, people are having fun. Varikuti jamba varikumhanya, you know what they are toy-toying. Toy-toy haitwe nemunhu arikumanikidzwa. Toy-toy inoitwa because you are actually enjoying what you are doing. Saka those people vanofuti munhu ariku vanhu vakamanikidzwa kana kuti vaka ndo ma self-denial, so don't denial rather, you know, a self-serving denial, you know, zoita kuti kana musi wa my elections vachitarisira kuti nokuti ini ndinofunga kudai munhu wese anofunga kudaro vachanzwa sevarohwa nezvousiku. Sekunzwa kwavakaita sevarohwa nezvousiku zvikava confusa in 2013 kuti kochii chaitika panapo. Nokuti nei muchizvifunga imi muchiti mukatarisa social media moona kuti vazhinji vari kunyora vari kupopota voti ndo saka chii ZANU-PF haina support. Zvinyaya iri paground. kana zvano kuifika mobilizer zvinoitika independence yakaitika munosuwa 8 ndemunhu wese but nonyatsonzwisa kuti vanhu vazhinji vanoenda kuma independence celebrations vanhu vari very much vanosupporta zvano PF because we are definitely mapati yose ari kwano anoita but makaona kuti stadium yanga yaka yakazara panze pakazara pane dzabhu vanhu vanga vari mukati vanhu president achingopedza kuaddressa vanhu vakasimuka vachibva vaenda bhora dzara zvotanga zvinoratidza kuti vanhu vanga vasina kuya kubhora ava vakakwa kusina chikafu vanhu vanga vauya kuzonzwa president vachitaura nokuzoona ita statement yemadefense forces and all other forces it basically means kuti zvinenge organization iitwa nezanu PF in attraction within the country saka to deny that is to make a fatal mistake which people which will bamboozle people come 2018 like it did in 2013 ndo mindira urambai muchifunga kudaro zvakatinakira izvozvo funga henyu kudaro nokuti muchazviona sekutaura kwandaita muchaita kunge marokwa nezvousiku
Gibbs
yes wewe makumalo yes abantu lapha bakhuluma ke posela kuma
uyazi ukuthi ungahlala nomuntu ovele yena mthetho wakhe wafunda ukubalisela mhlana umbopha ejonjile uzamu ungambuza ukuthi ndoda kuhamba njani uzamuze sithi bathi ngijonjile mangwana wagara ku UK iwe uri kudya nyika nerutivi nesweti yevame vanhu vakarwira rusununguko kuUK ikoko chimbouya kumusha ikoko utiratidze zvako zveusiku uri kutizei kana muZimbabwe kuri right mabasa aripo handizvo ari kutaura and there's democracy you have traction you have mobilization skills mabasa aripo mari iripo mabond coin atina tine ma US dollar tine ma Zim dollars ari kushanda in and outside Zimbabwe uri kutsvagei muUK uya kumusha kunoko Mwanzo yako mutkara tinoona kuti uko ni ukenda kuitisa vana kuchikoro because hauna kutambira iko zvino we national railways of Zimbabwe workers that have not been paid for 16 months they have kids
okay
they have homes right vanorwara and no one cares and we are telling me kuti zani unogona muchigona papi all what we are saying is the MDC is
right
give us the 2.2 million jobs dzamaka tivi muta pa 2013 up Ndizo ye close to 6000 companies. And how many workers were affected there? Multiply those workers by the number of dependents that they have.
Given
as we are sitting today, going to a hospital today ukangorwara, you are asked to buy a surgical blade, a suture, a betadine, cotton wool, a band-aid. Where have you seen that? Where in the world have you seen a thing like that? Tiri kuti matishungurudza isusu musataure zvipi imimi mune ime Zimbabwe yamunogara saka makuya kuno kuZimbabwe yechipikirwa makutoti
unzvakuti
honorable Kumalo let him respond just briefly
you see we have I'll speak in English I think for the sake of
quiet yes
right we have veered a bit from what we are talking about if Andista Bisa it come to me and said there are challenges in Zimbabwe there is unemployment in Zimbabwe say I'm a very rational guy and very open minded in my thinking I would have simply said to her you are right Zimbabwe is facing those challenges but that's not what we are talking about is it we are talking about the march whether people were forced or whether these expressions these political expressions are necessary that's what we're talking about on both ones we might agree on issues we might not what I disagree with is everything that has been said so far is that people were forced to vote ZANU PF because people vote ZANU PF anyway so whether there are no jobs or whatever that's another issue we can talk about that I mean I will concede those points straight away because the figures speak for themselves and because I write about it because I campaign for us to focus on job creation for us to make the environment enabling enough for business to thrive so on those ones we've got common cause there's a consensus between in between the two interlocutors there's no problem there we are only saying to say the problem the thing that you cannot fathom is with all those problems why are people still supporting ZANU PF that's what confusing people that's where the problem is right. We have to agree that people, despite all these challenges that the country is facing, we can go and interrogate those ones later, but for where they are coming from. But at this point, people still support President Mugabe and ZANU-PF, despite all those. That's my point.
No, I beg to differ on that one. First and foremost, you shut down the informal economy in Harare. All the shops were told to close down. Why? If people support ZANU-PF, why? Because for one to go to a march, it would have been me feeling like it's worth going there because it's my cause. And why would you close all those mpeza namu? You even went to an extent of going on the highways, the Bybridge Masungo Road, the Bybridge Harare Road, where you had the audacity of stopping buses and pushing your people into those buses without even paying a cent. Surely, if people still do believe in ZANU-PF, why are you forcing yourselves, forcing people to do things the way you want them done? As the MDC, as I speak today, we have a rally, we have a march to tomorrow. We never went to any shops. We have told those that have shops, open your shops if that's what you want. Those that have flea markets and informal traders, if you feel you cannot join us because you need to make money to feed your kids, do not shut down. But you shut down the wall of Harare. And as we speak, as at yesterday, people were stuck at Freedom Square, whom you pulled away from the rural areas. After using them, abusing them, then you dump them. You don't even take them back. You forget that you use the transport buses that were plying the highways and not paid anything. And you forgot that those people need to go back. Those people needed money to go back. And they are stuck in Harare. No food. It's freezing cold. It's winter now. Now, if you tell me that is a sign that people like ZANU-PF, then something is wrong with all of us. We need medical attention urgently.
Thank you. We just want to take one or two callers. Gibbs,
yeah, you don't know Zanage. Umaseko, that's the one. Baba Maseko, what's your name? Baba Maseko.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, what's your name, Maseko?
Hello. Ndivile kunjani baba?
Yeye ngiphile kakhulu uphosela kho baba khona.
Mina ngiphilisana lo mangwana. Umangwana angakhulumi into zalapha eZimbabwe because yena isiphetheli outside. Sina sekhuluma lo muntu ulamba lapha eZimbabwe. Kanti khulume ngesiphetheli because umangwana is not here eZimbabwe. Isiphetheli leso singakhulumelayo. And I'm not Zimbabwe because Tina Tina would be like Tiana and Balapa Zimbabwe, right? Somebody who must have the will easy. You want Amao, then you would have to come to Hamble Tonti. You want to know how that is the office in Poku, Alama Press, Amani, Kelsey Foros, but you want to hear how. So,
what would have been a woman going
as a lady
of Kumela? Is it to say, why am I going to do it? What to one of
us?
Mr. Mangwana and Honorable Khumalo, please do stay on the line. Ndinemwe mutereri mukoma takunda rambai zvenyu muri paru nare. Gibbs, of course, we are live streaming and we just want to take a short break. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe. We'll come back right now.